MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Radomir Vermaak, Head of Systematic Solutions at Stanlib Asset Management. Radomir, appreciate the time. Back in 2023, we chatted around just then, maybe a little after, Stanlib transitioned from a systematic approach for the active South African equity management, but sort of prioritizing data-driven decisions over fundamental analysis. In essence, trying to minimize bias. How's that process been in the sort of year plus that you've been working on it?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, so I think maybe the first thing to just comment on is the reality that our investment process is very much fundamentally driven.
Yes.
We look at the company's balance sheet, income statement, cash flow statement. The difference in what we do is the way that we implement this. And I think the best way to articulate that is to quote Warren Buffett. And he famously said that to invest successfully over a lifetime, you don't need a stratospheric IQ, unusual business insights, or even inside information. Mm-hmm. What is needed is a sound intellectual framework for making investment decisions, and then, as important, the ability to keep emotions from corroding that framework. So our intellectual framework is very much fundamentally grounded, but what's different is our disciplined implementation allows us to keep emotions out of our investment decisions. The best sort of analogy I can use for that is if you think about the spectrum of different active management styles, where on the one end of the spectrum is fundamental managers making investment decisions like a ball of clay, where their emotions and their insights and their skill comes through in the way that they manipulate the clay and what comes out of the clay. Mm-hmm. And the other end of the spectrum is what we do, where our investment decisions is like a Rubik's Cube, where every decision runs on a specified set of rails and a specified set of frameworks so that we are always in control and we also understand what the portfolio should look like.
I like that. It's that framework. It's that overarching. I think that's a great description of it. So then the $90 question, it's been wild markets, and I think we've been polite in that regard. How's it holding up in these markets? And particularly, I mean, as an ally to that, in a JSE environment, which is shrinking, I mean, sometimes it feels day by day, not quite, but we're constantly losing investment opportunities as they delist.
Yeah, Simon, look, it is an incredibly difficult environment to make capital allocation decisions and to make investment decisions. You know, I think in terms of just President Trump from the US putting in tariffs, then taking the tariffs away, the market is up 5% one day, the market is down 5% the next day. It is incredibly challenging. And I think what matters in such an environment are a couple of things. Firstly, is to understand and trust in your investment process. Mm-hmm. The second one, which is really coming to the fore now, is having great risk management. And thirdly, to keep your emotions out of your investment decisions. So, I mean, we're seeing that play out in the market with the performance of the fund, and it's really performing well in this environment. Just your comment around the shrinking JSE universe, I think the reality is that most of the delistings that we're seeing from the JSE are really in the small cap side of the universe. So they're not really affecting the ability for large managers to make investment decisions. And then particularly in terms of our framework, that Rubik's Cube that I was talking about, within that framework, we always know whether the universe is 100 stocks or 20 stocks, we always know which stocks we like and which stocks we don't like.
Yeah. And that, as you say, it helped in the emotional roller coaster that we've seen in markets in the last, I don't know, I was going to say a couple of days, perhaps actually we could say a couple of months. You mentioned risk management there. What sort of specific risk management strategies are in the systematic process to sort of safeguard in this period of volatility?
So Simon, I think I want to highlight two examples of risk management strategies that we use. And the first risk management strategy is exactly that being emotionless and being disciplined and systematic in our investment decisions. Mm-hmm. And an example of where that really worked well for us was if you think back to sort of middle of March 2020, in the middle of the COVID period, the best thing you could have done at that point in time was to go out and to buy US tech stocks.
Yeah.
The second best thing was to do nothing.
Yeah.
And to really be in control of your emotions. And the other, I think, really important risk management strategy that we apply is we apply a very bespoke and unique top-down macro risk management in our portfolios, where we manage the risk of our portfolio to, for example, the rand or the gold price in a way that we match that of the benchmark, which is the cap sweep. So it is extremely difficult to know when the Rand is going to outperform or underperform, or when gold is going to outperform or underperform. So we prefer to make our investment decisions in the areas where we have an edge, where we have insights and the ability to outperform, which is stock selection, and we control the risk where we don't. For example, what the gold price is going to do or the Rand. And an example of that is exactly this period that we are in now, where our risk management is really keeping us in the game and helping us generate alpha.
Okay, 100%. Last question, slightly off track, and considering it's early April, this would usually have a question with lots of scope, but what do you think is going to be sort of have one of the biggest impacts on our equity market this year? And truthfully, that might already have happened in the first 3 months. I mean, is there much left that can roll out in the next 9 months to really impact?
Yes, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think what we've seen in the first quarter of the year, we're probably going to see more of that. And the rest of the year, I think the two biggest factors that will drive the SA market this year will be, firstly, whether the government of national unity holds up, whether they're able to collaborate and find solutions to the myriad of challenges that South Africa face.
Yeah.
And I think the second one, I can summarize in one word, and that is Trump.
Yeah. GNU and Trump, two words, nice and simple. And it's already been rocky. And as we say, we're a quarter in. Radomir Vermaak, Head of Systematic Solutions, Stanlib Asset Management. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.